International.
Hi, this is Ruben. How are you doing?
Good, this is Chris. How are you?
Nice to meet you. Sorry about the phone tag. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, I was still at the show talking to people when you called earlier.
No worries, brother. So just to introduce myself, my name's Ruben Goldstein. I work at Bank of Cardiff. We're doing the financing for Michael over at Rugrat Playzone, who talked to you about the equipment today. So as always, I've been with Cardiff for 9.5 years, so you're in good hands. But basically, as it always goes, it's a last minute thing. Basically, here's the rundown. We've got three different equipment transactions here, three different vendors. You're one of them.
Yeah.
I've already approved Michael. He's getting me the necessary documents. As part of our transactions we do that he's approved for, we do a general site inspection at his location. So we go out to his location just to make sure it's a viable business, take a picture, get that report. It's like an appraisal, and then pay for the equipment. Now, for your specific vendor, I've already qualified you as a company. I can also pay you 100% before delivery. However, it is going to be very... Well, that's the good news. The bad news is he wants to take this stuff with him. I'm really trying to help.
Yeah, at the end of the day, tomorrow.
Yeah. And so it's really like... And I explained to everyone, like, dude, I'll do my best, but I don't like blow-ups where people are calling me and pissed off. So realistically, for your specific part of this transaction, what I want to find out is if you can't get your funding tomorrow, I spoke to one vendor, and one vendor said, hey, look, have him give me $1,000 non-refundable deposit and payment on Monday. One vendor I got to talk to, what can you do? What can he do with you if you don't get paid for tomorrow for him to leave with the equipment? Does he give you a deposit? Does he give you money? Does he give you a credit card, a sales order, a purchase order? What's a viable solution here?
I need to be paid in full.
Okay.
To have him walk away with the equipment. I mean,
okay.
I need to be paid for it.
Okay. Let's kind of plan ahead then. So your equipment, will you be able to ship it to him if he doesn't pay you tomorrow?
Yeah, and he's only right in Georgia, and I live in Florida, so it's only just a couple hour drive.
So it's not going to be a huge like cost or difference.
I don't think so, and I was already kind of planning, you know, what was going to happen because I've been doing this for 18 years. And
okay. Are you the owner of the business?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and he had me put our wire transfer details on the invoice, but I kind of knew with just financing and him having to sign documents and you guys approve, but I didn't think it would happen by tomorrow. So
okay.
I had already kind of thought that what I would tell him is that, you know, since I know that he's buying, that he could just come pick it up at my house, you know.
Okay.
Next week.
Gotcha. Okay. Gotcha. Okay, give me a second. Cool. All right, I think that answered. You said you're the owner of the business, right?
Correct.
All right. I'm just going to send him an email about our conversation. Let me know.
Yeah, and he was talking about giving me a check or something, and I just need to be paid for the equipment.
And so even if he gives you a check for 100%, you need to clear it sounds like, correct?
Yeah.
So even if he gives you a check tomorrow, it won't work?
Correct. But do you know who he banks with? I mean, if he banks with Wells Fargo or somebody like that, he should be able to go get a... you know, certified check from Wells Fargo.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm just doing the financing, so
yeah.
I've worked with him a lot. He's just one of these, I'm used to this world where someone says, hey, look, I need this now, and I go, okay, I'll jump hip, scop, and do it as fast as I can.
And I totally understand. It's just I've been doing this for so long, and I've had stuff, you know.
You've been fucked over, I understand.
Well, yeah, not even that, just where somebody signed a document wrong, then the finance company won't send the check, and it ends up being 30 days, you know, then
hey, brother,
to make payment.
I've been here 9.5 years. I have a much different approach, but I actually, a lot of the vendors I work with end up sending me more deals because I'm an easy guy to work with and I'm very experienced. And I understand your position. I use that word because my vendor was completely fucked over. He's fucked over for $55,000 recently, not by us, people in this industry, they're all generally out for their best interest. They lie. And so a lot of dealers that I work with say, you can tell me until the cows come home that the money's on the way, but until that money clears my bank account, I do not care.
Yeah, I mean, that's just the way that it works.
That's not really
a deal until you've been paid.
Yeah.
But you know, it's really not that big of a deal. He's right in Georgia. I live right near Daytona Beach.
Should he give you a deposit to hold this equipment?
Yeah, just like $1,000. If I can run like $1,000 on his credit card or something, just so that I know he's definitely buying, because I could have already sold the thing to somebody else. So and now they're placing an order, which is not a big deal. But and tomorrow is the last day of the show, and always there's going to be two or three people that come up to me tomorrow and want to buy the thing right there, because you know it's a big deal that they could take it and start using it next week. So I do want something from him so that I know he's definitely going to follow through with the deal come Monday or Tuesday when he sorts out the financing from you or you guys can
buy it. The financing is sorted out. It's just about payment. He's already approved.
Can you guys just wire transfer us?
No, because we have to do a site visit and clear all the docs. That's the whole issue here.
Okay.
This third vendor. I think the goal is to figure out a way for you to possibly.
Yeah, or if he banks with somebody, you know, if he banks with a bank that's here locally.
That's on him, really. I mean, I'm just trying to. You got your three vendors. I'm not trying to steamroll you. That's, you know, if he wants to do that, that's completely fine.
And then are you guys okay with reimbursing him, and then it's rolled into the financing?
We can. It's honestly an extra step that I try to avoid. Makes it a lot more. It's not cleaner and dirtier, but it goes from cleaner to more complicated.
Yeah, I messes up the deal. I understand.
Oh, gotcha.
I'm excited though. Him and his wife are really nice people. It's nice to, when we're selling equipment, people that are nice.
Absolutely.
There's some harsh people in this business.
Okay, thanks a ton. I'm going to get in touch with them right now.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, thanks, Ruben. Bye.